What is up? Welcome back to Under the Rim, Drinking Bros Sports College Basketball Show. I am joined, as always, by Dan Regester. I am your host, Rob Fox. Another big week of college hoops, kind of. The NFL playoffs are still going on, so people are kind of like, this is their week. This is your weekday sport now.
Yeah, we said it's background noise.
It's your weekday background noise, and I love it. It's my favorite background noise. The only sport I love better as background noise is baseball.
Well, yeah, the sneakers in the background can be a bit much, you know?
I don't mind.
You might have to mute it.
It's weird to me that people like...
It's actually not background noise at all.
Yeah. It's weird to me that people complain about that. I never notice it. I think...
Guys don't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm sure your wife does.
I think she used to complain about it, but now it's just...
Because baseball is pleasant sounds.
Yeah, it's a crack and a slight cheer and, you know, pop of the glove.
Some wind.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a picnic. You're watching a picnic in a baseball game. But basketball, yeah. Just a bunch of guys sprinting up and down, so on and so forth. I still like it.
When I think college basketball, I think pleasant sounds. Guys taking charges, covering their nuts.
Yeah. A guy dunking and like you just kind of hear in the background like, ugh! You know, ugh! Like a
walk-ons
grunt.
Waving their towels.
Yeah. Students screaming unspeakable things at other students.
They never pick those up, usually.
They really don't, which no. I'm impressed by. Because, I mean, it's getting yelled right there on the court. Right there on the floor.
Their noise gates are pretty impressive.
I guess so, because they're picking up the fucking sneakers. But you can't pick up, like, suck my dick, Sheboy!
Now, why would you say a thing like that to Oscar?
I wouldn't.
Returning player of the year.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would say it to, like, Fran McCaffrey's kid.
Yeah.
Like or Drew Timmy, like unquestionably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Timmy especially, because Timmy will react.
But Timmy, he plays better when he's petty.
That's true. So you take it into your own hands.
You actually want to give him like backhanded compliments.
Yeah.
So he thinks too hard.
Yeah. Like, you look handsome!
That mustache really works for you.
Yeah. Just get fuck with him so that he can't. Yeah, because if you just make him angry, he's going to go off.
You don't want that.
No.
You also don't want that if you're playing Purdue, because it's a one-man band.
Yeah, but does Edie doesn't really get petty, does he? I don't know that Edie...
He had like 30 and 17 the other night.
I know, he's insane, but I just feel like Edie... I don't know how much is going on. Like, he's huge, so he just... Purdue's a good school, though, but like he's huge, so it just seems like he's like... Ball in hole.
You know what's like, the craziest part about his game?
What?
I think he only averages like one foul game.
That is insane. But also, he never, or is he so high above everyone that when he puts his hands like this, it's not a foul?
It's just so fundamental. The refs respect him going straight up.
Well, if he goes straight up, he's fine. You're fine either way. But are
there's
his arms...
not a chance in hell he's only fouling guys once a game.
Right. But with that thing, are his arms...
What is he doing with the refs?
Are his arms so high up that he can't foul people with his arms? Right? Like, when he puts his arms up...
Well, they're so long when he's in the bathroom at the stall, and the referee's taking a dump next to him, he can kind of give him a reach around.
Yeah. Just under the... No, he can go fully... He can actually just go fully under the stall into the next one. No, don't need a hole. Don't need a direct line.
Nope.
He can get all the way. Yeah.
And he's just... Maybe he's in the middle stall, and he's got two refs on each side.
He's skiing.
He's just skiing.
Do you know anyone that's happened to?
Do I know anybody that's jerked off two people at the same time?
Well, or that.
No.
I know both. I knew all three parties.
Well, yeah. Well, our friend, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not even talking about that.
That was in a threesome?
This was a different situation.
And they got into a fist fight?
That's a different story. This is like a high school story. I knew three people who did that. Bros getting skied off.
You're just getting jerked off next to your bro?
Like, yeah. Well, she's in between, I guess. She's the buffer.
But what if she just kind of... What if she's in front of you guys, though? Then there's no buffer.
Then you're just... Like, she's like... That's not the... The most efficient way to do it would be sitting, and you're literally... You do the ski.
Right.
The Edie, if you will.
And that way, you know, there's something to block in case the ejaculation goes too far.
Unless you lay down. The only problem is if you lay down to enjoy it, and then you look over, and your bro's already laying down, and you guys lock eyes. And
is it a competition? Do you want to finish first, or you want to finish last?
I think you want to finish second, and that elongates it, because both of you are, like, trying to not finish.
What if you, what if one of you is like a super early ejaculator, but the other one is taking forever? Does the girl give up?
No. But the other reason you can't finish is, what if you finish and what do? You just sit there or you leave, and then maybe now they're alone and maybe he's going to get more. You know, like he's going to get a blowjob or they're going to fuck.
I think she's just getting frustrated.
Yeah. She's probably, I mean, it's.
She's like, it took him 30 seconds.
It's exhausting.
It's taking you 30 minutes.
I have to imagine a blowjob would be less physical bandwidth. You know what I mean? It would be less exhausting to suck a dick than to jack off.
No.
I think so.
You're adding too many things into the picture. Like, this is an easy motion.
Over and over and over again. They literally have a workout machine with that. There's no workout machine.
The shake weight?
Yeah, there's no lollipop workout machine, you know?
No, you can
no
actually
roll pop.
You can actually suck on the. It's like an additional thing that you can add to the shake weight.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a plug-in.
Anyway, this is a basketball show, right? We're just talking about how Zach Edey jerks off refs to only get one foul game.
How does he only average one foul game?
Yeah. Does he take charges, too? He should not be allowed to take a single charge.
I've never seen him take a charge.
Good.
When you're that massive, you can't.
You can't!
Because every time you hit the ground, there's a chance you might not get back up the same person.
That is true. Who'd that happen to?
I mean, it happens to Embiid all the time. Every time Embiid crashes to the ground, I'm like, he's hurt.
Who's Nerlens Noel, another 76er legend,
mm-hmm.
who was just...
I liked Nerlens.
He was good. He's still in the league, isn't he?
He's getting minutes somewhere.
He's so long.
I don't
long.
Know if it's the NBA, but he's getting minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
No, he's definitely... I think he's definitely in the league.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember he was betting on himself to get, like, a massive contract. This is when we're giving out, $64 million contracts to Timothy Mozgov
mm-hmm.
and Solomon Hill.
He's on the Pistons.
Yeah, but... I remember Nerlens bet on himself, and then the next year only got like a $4 million contract.
Yeah.
Wasn't great for
not
him.
Not ideal. You know what's weird, by the way? Nerlens Noel seems like a name from a fucking 100 years ago, and he's 28.
Yeah, he's a Kentucky legend.
He's
one of Calipari's
he
guys.
He played the year after Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 28 years old. Like, you just, Nerlens Noel, you're like, what is he, like 40 at this point? He's a year older than Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
It's so fucking weird.
That's just basketball, though.
It is. It is just
That's the draft. You only take, that's why you take 18 and 19 year old kids.
Is basketball the new soccer and how tennis used to be, where you're probably dead after 30 unless you're like an absolutely elite player?
No. I don't think you're, I mean, LeBron's almost 40.
He didn't count. Absolutely stunningly elite player.
He's not an elite player now.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Easily is.
They suck. Either way, no. It's just you want to get as many years as possible in basketball.
Yeah.
So before their knees go out.
But what I'm saying is, though, I feel like knees are going out.
And also, it's not like tennis. Tennis's best players are all old as fuck.
I said tennis used to be, because that is how tennis used to be, and soccer still is. But like, you've got Durant, Curry, LeBron, and then you've got like.
Isn't that just every sport though?
What?
Other than like a quarterback in the NFL? Like, you want young dudes.
No. Well, first off, hockey, you go to fucking 1,000 years old. And baseball.
Is Joe Thornton still playing?
What?
Joe Thornton's probably still in the league.
Probably. Fucking. Brendan Shanahan's probably still in the league.
Man, if we just go through NHL names from like 2010, I'm locked in, boys.
Yeah.
I stopped caring after Patrick Kane ripped our hearts out. Do you remember that? Scored a goal in game 6 against the Flyers to win the Stanley Cup, and nobody knew he scored.
No, I don't remember that.
It got stuck in the back of the net. It was in Philly.
Oh, like the horn didn't even go off? Yeah, you've told me that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And that was the end of my hockey fandom.
Okay.
Patrick Kane murdered it.
You guys have a top 5
like
sweater,
he
too.
He almost attempted to murder that cab driver.
Yeah. Patty's caused some charges over the years.
Some worse charges, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say. Attempted murder is not the worst thing you can.
No.
Be accused of
aggravated anyway. Assault, definitely not the worst.
Yeah. Anyway, though, speaking of attempted murder, well, not really attempted because it was
just
achieved.
Full on murder.
It was an achieved murder.
You're welcome for that transition, by the way.
Yeah. Alabama basketball player Darius Miles, no relation to Darius Miles, as far as I know, the former NBA player who never played college basketball because he was pre one and done. Yeah, Darius Miles provided a gun that murdered a woman in Alabama, 23-year-old woman, for the crime. Why did, and he didn't kill her. His friend killed her. He gave her the gun. His friend killed her. And I think he wanted his friend to kill her. So, you know why?
She cheating?
She wasn't even participating. She wouldn't talk to him.
Oh, she ghosted him.
She denied him sexually. She did not. He was like, "What's up, girl?" I guess. And she was like, "No, thank you." And he was like,
"You killed her.
You're getting murdered."
Oh, so ultimate red pill guy.
Who knew there was an incel on
Alabama
roster?
Basketball? But if there ever was an incel, I guess it would be like on a southern school.
You think?
I don't know.
Maybe. I could see some like Oregon State having some weird neck beards.
Man, that they'll always have that Elite Eight run.
They will.
And then the next season win three games.
Didn't, I mean, they were like 500. Weren't they like under 500?
They were under.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won the Pac-12 tournament again. Yeah.
God, that's magical. That's what I was hoping the Bucks would do in the NFL playoffs, was just run the fucking table under 500.
No.
Couldn't pull it off. But yeah, Darius Miles and his buddy are in jail for that fucked up crime now. But there's another bizarre wrinkle to this. And I want your take on what Nate Oates did here, how Nate Oates responded to it.
All right. What did our guy do?
So Nate Oates was like, "Oh my God, my player murdered a person, was involved in a murder. I got to find some perspective on this. I have to help the team deal with this. I have to go to somebody."
The ultimate perspective. Usually when you have a child, like you're about to tomorrow, or today, I guess, when the show drops.
Yeah.
You're going to get the ultimate perspective.
On
but
life.
Also taking life.
Yes.
Gives you more perspective,
yes,
too.
So Nate Oates said, "You know who I should call? I've chatted with him a few times because his daughter goes to Alabama or went to Alabama. I'm going to call Ray Lewis."
Ah, yes.
"To figure out how to tell a team that one of your teammates was
an inspiration,
involved in
really.
A murder."
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, Nate Oates called Ray Lewis. And Ray Lewis walked him through
the process,
yeah,
of how to explain you murdered someone.
Well, that your friend murdered someone, that your teammate murdered someone.
Right, right. Because, of course, Ray Lewis didn't do it, right?
No, no. Ray Lewis was just there and then snitched. He rolled over on
Tim Allen'd it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He got obstruction of justice charges dropped for snitching on the other guys.
Ray Lewis did that shit, right?
Yeah.
So he did it, blamed his friends, snitched on his friends.
Right.
Just like Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Oh. People forget that.
People forget. Tim Allen's a snitch.
He's a giant snitch.
Yeah.
Cocaine dealer.
People forget. Ray Lewis is a murdering snitch.
What's worse?
I would say the worst one is giving someone else stitches and then you
and then snitching.
Snitch.
Yeah.
But it didn't even give him stitches because he died. He died from...
Well, he wished he got stitches.
Yeah, he wished he couldn't even
might
get the stitches.
Might have stopped the bleeding, yeah.
Yeah. You snitch on stitches that you gave. It's not... There's just so many fucked up layers to that. But anyway, Ray Lewis, you know, and Nate Oates are helping the Alabama basketball team through this tough, tough time.
You know, say what you will, he has the experience.
It's undeniable.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a better person to ask, really. So Nate Oates did the right thing.
Yeah. I think it's hard to disagree with that assessment, that he didn't do exactly what he should have done.
And it's a little bit of a shame, bit of a speed bump for Alabama this year.
I think they're going to win it for him now. For Darius.
Motivation.
Yeah.
This is their inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Like our man got wronged.
We
got
to overcome this. Yeah.
This girl denied him.
We gotta do something for our boy.
It's murder either way. Like it's at least a hitman operation, right? Like
yeah, he
just told his friend to kill her.
Yeah, I don't know.
He
what
gave her the gun.
I don't know what charges he'll actually catch, but like he's going.
Oh, he's going away.
Yeah, he's going to jail.
He's going to,
for sure. What's even the conversation there? Like, hey man, I'm on the basketball team. You have to do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a much better situation than Zion, right? Where Coach K's nephew or whatever took the fall.
Oh yeah, took the DUI fall.
The
no,
DUI.
That wasn't Zion. That was
Paolo Banchero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, He took the DUI for Paolo, which that's just a coach's kid. You know,
that's a good teammate.
Yeah, that's a good teammate. This guy was, the other murderer was not a teammate. That was just a friend who was like, all right, man, what's even the promise there? Like, you got to hook me up with that Israeli league money when you
get
go
out.
Pro. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you?
No, it's also, you got to talk your boy through this, right? Like, why are you killing this woman?
Right. Hey, like, hey, man, like, there's other, like, you're at the University of Alabama. You're an athlete at the University of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
It's early. It's only like 8 p.m. or something. I don't know when the murder
happens. That's what's wrong with NIL now. No one's keeping these kids in check.
Is that it? No. I think, well, he probably didn't have an NIL.
Probably not.
Or maybe like some low level, like the whole team.
They actually provided the gun.
The NIL, the gun store.
I don't know. These are all wild accusations I'm making right now. He's a piece of shit. Fuck that guy.
Definitely go to jail forever. Fucking idiot. Fucking asshole. But yeah, the Ray Lewis.
You killed her because like it was a shot at your pride? I don't know. Like,
right.
I still don't even understand people that murder people they love.
Yeah, most people don't understand that. That's the fascination with them.
You're just like, just call quits, man.
Right.
Yeah, the rest of your life.
Just walk away. It's funny about it being a hit to his pride. It's like, man, you think you took a hit to your pride when she said no. You're going to take a lot of hits to your pride over the coming decades now that make that seem pretty okay.
Roll Tide.
But yeah, that was the biggest news story in college basketball this week. There hasn't been a ton of like news.
Kansas lost last night.
KU lost.
Everyone's losing right now.
That is, I guess, a thing. I think
not a overriding theme of the season. Not a elite team.
There's not an elite team. So I think you were saying this off air. What you got to look out for when it comes bracket time is people who are real heavy on the home wins.
Yeah.
Now,
well, a lot of like, you know, backloaded schedules that are going to expose some teams.
Yeah.
Like Xavier, right? Xavier's played everyone at home.
Yeah.
And they keep winning.
Which
is what you want to do.
Yeah.
Great for Sean Miller. But we'll see. It's a wait and see approach with Xavier. Because, like, now you got to play all these teams on the road.
Exactly. And, you know, there's something to be said for friendly rims. You know,
soft rims, familiar rims,
familiar background when you're shooting.
Right. Well, I hate when they move the tournament to like just
an NBA,
giant arenas.
A fucking NFL arena.
Yeah.
Yeah. It fucking sucks, dude. I went to the Final Four the last time it was in Houston and it was an NRG. It's fucking cavernous.
Even I remember playing on the Sixers court a few times.
Yeah.
At the Wells Fargo Center. I hated it.
It was too big.
Way too big.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm used to playing in like
a gym,
little Catholic gyms.
Right, right. That's you though. I think Joel Embiid can handle it.
Probably you get used to it.
Yeah, but no one gets used to the NFL.
And the court's always elevated too.
I hate that shit. That would throw me off so bad.
You're if I run off the court, I'm gonna fall 4 feet.
Right.
Fuck.
Yeah, I am anti elevated court. Fuck Minnesota.
And then even just the NBA arena too, they're still elevated off the ground because they built them, especially Wells Fargo, it's over ice. So it's at least a little further up. So.
Yeah, but the benches are at least level with it, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. It's not like, no, but like at the NFL stadiums and at Minnesota, the Gophers arena, you're like in the ground.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
You got a little bunker.
It's upsetting. The same way Vandy has their benches on each end under the basket, also upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take it. I can't. It's the worst.
Get it together, boys.
It's fucking dumb. But yeah, a ton of ranked teams lost. My Tigers lost both of their games.
My Huskies are on a slide right now. Dan Hurley has COVID. Probably good. He needs to settle down.
Yeah, I think he needs to take a little time off, chill out, you know, lose that taste for hate that he has right now, and just kind of, relax.
You know, probably not ideal that their two best players are bigs that can't play at the same time.
You think they might come back to bite them?
In the tournament, you typically guards win games.
Typically.
That's why I like, as much as you want to love Purdue right now, Purdue's not.
Oh, they're fucked.
Purdue's doing nothing in the tournament.
Oh, God. That is going to be... So say Purdue continues
just
on
just think
their...
of all the Luka Garza teams from Iowa.
did nothing.
No.
So Purdue is the type of team, or Purdue's on the trajectory right now. They'll be a one seed or a two seed at worst if they keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're absolutely fucking primed for a second round or Sweet 16 exit. Absolutely. Depending on the matchup.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They're going to catch some fucking seven seed or some fucking four seed or something like that. That is going to just be a brutal matchup, like a terrible matchup. And yeah, they're going to lose.
Any other teams that have surprised you? I guess, K-State keeps rolling.
K-State, dude, so last week I said they were
beating Kansas.
They were
going to
be they were my deep tournament team. Who isn't a one or a two seed. However, they're playing themselves up that might not.
It's a good resume. I mean, they just lost again, but before the Kansas win. But I mean, what are they, 15-2 now?
K-State is 16-2. I mean, they lost to TCU on the road. I guess the margin was bad.
Yeah,
but
it's a tough game.
Yeah, tough game. Did you see? I saw something the other day. The Big 12 on remaining strength of schedule. Every team, the top 10 hardest remaining strengths of schedule are just all 10 Big 12 teams.
Yeah, you could probably rank like every Big 12 team.
It's an incredible basketball conference. Like it's just brutal. God, like every fucking game, dude. Their worst team is Texas Tech, who's ranked 61 in KenPom.
Right.
I think
Tech stinks, but other than Tech, right now, look at the conference. You have Kansas State 16-2, Kansas 16-2, Iowa State 14-3, Texas 15-3, TCU 14-3, Baylor 13-5, Oklahoma 11-6, but like a strong 11-6.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State 9-8, not great.
Oklahoma State is overranked in KenPom. I feel like Oklahoma State's fallen off a cliff.
And then West Virginia is 10-7, but 0-5 in conference. Huggy Bear just can't get it done.
No, dude. Look at these last four Oklahoma losses. So Oklahoma opened the season losing to Sam Houston State. Then they lost to Villanova a month later. Villanova's not that great this year, but
Villanova's not good this year.
It was a road game though, so that's fine. But then their next four losses were fucking Arkansas neutral floor, Texas, Iowa State at home, and Kansas on the road. Like that's brutal. Brutal. All those games are brutal. But yeah, K-State is man, they're putting it together. Like and look, like Knowles a senior, Silas is a senior, Keontae Johnson's a senior. Their entire starting lineup essentially is juniors and seniors. I mean, Cam Carter is a sophomore, but that's pretty much it. Like Tomlin, Johnson, everyone else is juniors and seniors. This team is loaded. They're fucking old. Like this is primed for a deadly tournament team. The only problem is if they keep winning like this, they're not going to sneak up on anyone. I need them to lose some games so they can be a sneaky pick. You know what I mean? Like a four or five.
K-State?
Yeah.
No.
I need them to drop to like the four or five line so
I
look smart.
Well, you don't have to worry about that because let's look at their remaining schedule right now. Tech, they're going to win that. They got to go to Iowa State. They got to go to Ames. That's a loss. Is this a makeup game against Florida?
No, it's the Big 12 SEC Challenge.
Oh. I was like, this is weird this late in conference play. They got to go to Lawrence. That's a loss. They got Texas at home. They got TCU at home. Both of those could be losses.
All of these games could be losses except for West Virginia.
Tech.
Oklahoma at home. I just don't trust Oklahoma State.
Even West Virginia at West Virginia on March 4th.
Yeah, it's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. They could end up on the four or five lines still. But
yeah,
right
yeah,
now
yeah, they're still time.
Yeah, they're right now they're playing.
Especially if their coach starts taking interviews already.
Where's he taking interviews? This is his first year at K-State.
I know. That's a huge turnaround though. It was K-State last year, right? Didn't they win like eight games last year?
Yeah, they were 14-17 last year.
They're bad.
Yeah, but everybody's back, I guess. Or something.
Does that matter if everyone's back from a shit team?
No, it doesn't at all. And not everyone's back, by the way. They have a lot of transfers and shit. It's just an older team. But that's the thing you see with new coaches now, because Dennis Gates did this at Missouri, and essentially a new coach will come in, and that's one thing that's nice about college basketball. Like
culture change.
Roster change. You can change your whole fucking roster in a year.
And significant in college basketball.
Yeah.
It's 12 dudes.
Right. So like when you hire a new coach, it's not in college football. I always get pissed off because people are like, "Oh, it's year three and he hasn't won anything." Like it's you gotta like let him build a program. But in college basketball, you could get it going pretty fucking fast.
Yeah.
To the point where if in year three,
Iowa State 2 years ago won like three games.
Yeah. If in year three they're still program building like fucking Konzo Martin was with Missouri, like, no, dude, you just don't know what you're doing. Like, you just have no idea what you're doing. He's a nice guy. I feel bad. But you just have no idea what you're fucking doing.
Good guy.
Yeah. Like,
you'd be a good guy somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. I want you. Yeah. So it's Tang. That's fucking cool that he is able to turn around that fast. And it's smart, by the way, because you're always going to have these fucking mid-major dudes, especially, who want to get on a high-level roster.
Yeah.
And, you know. Good on Tang for...
Sometimes it works.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. You get a guy from like East Carolina.
Right.
Or like a... Yeah. Just a dude that's like putting up 30 for Wichita State.
Imagine if this was a thing like 12 years ago and then like Steph Curry just transfers to UNC.
Duke. I mean, his brother went to Duke.
Yeah. Or Duke. How would you like that? Steph Curry and JJ Redick on Duke together.
It would have been more likable. Although JJ, like, I don't know what happened. He just went through this like quarter life crisis where he gets a sleeve tat, started doing a podcast.
I know.
Something I relate with. But he was very likable. He is likable as a pro. He was the most hated man in America as a college basketball player.
I don't know that I've ever seen a more hated college basketball player in my life.
So I've never seen a switch like that.
Yeah, everyone loves him now.
Yeah.
It's weird. I love him. I always loved him. I loved him in college.
He got that Coach K stink off him.
Yeah, that's true. He washed it off. Had to tattoo it off, actually.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's like, Coach K would never associate with me now with this.
Of course not.
Tat sleeve.
And with a podcast?
No.
No.
No. No, no, no.
Although I think Coach K has like a radio show that he does daily.
Yeah. Who doesn't? It's a college basketball.
Is he
it's
coming
like a coach,
back?
It's like a coach thing.
Is he just going to tell Shire to take a seat?
Absolutely not.
He might.
Was he going to Brett Favre it?
He still has an office there.
That's so bizarre.
Like, Shire had to create his own office now because the head coach office is still occupied by Coach K.
That's really fucking funny. He just keeps his office.
He kept his office.
What is that? It's like
Roy Williams did too, but...
Yeah.
It's like Roy's more of a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Jay Leno thing. Like, he just gets a new Tonight Show before Conan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, St. Mary's somehow still unranked. We don't need to get too into it. I'm just gonna say,
yeah, they're unranked, but College of Charleston's ranked,
right? Fucking FAU. Give me a break.
Gross.
St. Mary's is not ranked in the AP, and they're a top 10 team in KenPom. So if you want a sneaky pick, come March.
And you said like FAU is like 70,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, that's normal for a mid major, even if they're ranked. But like,
they beat Florida at least. Charleston's
I'm sorry, no. Florida Atlantic's 36th.
Okay, they beat Florida at least. Charleston's beat no one.
Right.
Like, their best win is a loss in North Carolina.
Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, FAU's got as good of a wins as they could have based on their schedule. You know what I mean? Like, they can only play who they play. I don't trust Florida Atlantic necessarily as a tournament team. There's stuff I like.
Oh, you don't say.
What?
You don't say. I don't trust Charleston either. Charleston's squeaking by like Towson and shit.
But you're gonna see this Florida Atlantic team. People are gonna see it. They're gonna see the record. They're gonna see, hey, they're ranked in the top 25, but they only got like a 7 seed. That's weird. Seems like there's some value here. There's not.
No one's gonna say that.
Yes, they are.
People no one's are gonna say
gonna
that.
Think People that. Are gonna say that. All right. People are gonna say it. But I like St. Mary's a lot, getting no love. We made some picks last week. Neither of us finished above 500 on it. You did do one game better than me, though.
Oh, crazy.
You went 4-5. I went 3-6. The difference being I believed in my Tigers, and you did not.
That was stone cold lock of the week. I think you lost by fucking like 40 or something to A&M.
It wasn't good. But let's get into this week's picks and talk a little bit about these teams. Before we do, though, I got to tell you where we make these picks, and that is at mybookie.com. Go to mybookie.com and use the promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. If you put in $500, they'll give you a free $500. You put in $1,000, they'll give you a free $1,000. You put in $20, they'll give you a free $20. Whatever. They'll match you up to $1,000. You can bet anything there. Bet live lines, all kinds of crazy crap. Mybookie.com is the best place to do it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie. First up, got a fun Big Ten matchup here that I found a little interesting. Rutgers at Michigan State. Michigan State, a 1-point favorite. Rutgers, quite a bit better. Michigan State, a hardy team.
Yeah. I mean, they're battle-tested.
Yeah.
Because Izzo always does that bullshit where he just puts a bunch of teams on the front of the schedule so they can knock off a team or two. So the resume looks good, because losses don't matter. Like, good losses don't matter.
No.
Good wins matter.
Yeah, if you go, I mean, you can't go 500, but you can be under 20 wins if those losses are all, like, to brutal teams. For example, they lost to Gonzaga and Alabama.
Whatever. Yeah, they lost to Bama. That's
and
a good loss.
Purdue and Illinois. Those are all fine.
Great losses. Yeah. Well, Illinois, they're going to play regardless, but.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you in the well. They also lost to Notre Dame, which is not ideal.
Oh, shots fired at Bray.
Yeah, well, they're not good this year, so I don't. Does Bray just have a lifetime contract that no one cares about?
Why are you trying to get Mike Bray fired?
I think he. What? When's he? When's the last time he's done anything?
Who cares?
Just let him be.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean they made the Sweet 16 as an 11 seed last year, I guess. So
Notre Dame made the Sweet 16 last year.
Yeah.
This is news to me. I don't remember that at all.
They were an 11 seed. They beat Rutgers in double overtime. Oh,
I remember that game. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but then who they beat in the second round?
Alabama.
I don't remember that game at all. Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm looking at it.
Are you sure you didn't like stumble upon a website that like you just randomize a game?
I'm positive.
Is it like a simulation?
Yeah, I'm fucking positive.
Huh. I don't know. Yeah. Dude, fuck. Shit is just blending together right now.
It's all, yeah, it's all the same. Notre Dame loss was bad. Northwestern loss, not ideal. But, you know, whatever.
What's Notre Dame right now?
What do you mean? They're 9-10. They're ranked 147 in Ken Pom.
In the power conference that is the ACC.
Yeah. Oh God, the ACC's basketball situation is.
Clemson's going to win the conference.
I hope so. That'd be funny. It'd be funny to have Clemson and Alabama winning basketball.
Basketball conferences, yeah. Yeah.
I am, despite the fact that I like Rutgers a lot this year, they're interesting. They have the third best defense in the country. They're kind of that slow grind situation, whatever. I know defense travels, blah, blah, blah. Michigan State needs this win a little bit. It's not a must win, but I will take a home pick 'em, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going Michigan State here.
Okay. I will also go Michigan State.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan State, they're not in trouble, but, like, you don't want to drop a home game on a Big Ten schedule. I know Rutgers is one of the higher-ranked Big Ten teams, but you got Indiana on the road after that, Purdue on the road a little bit after that, Rutgers in a semi-away game. I don't know what the fuck that means. This is a game where it doesn't fuck you if you lose it, but it just puts you a little behind the sticks.
I mean, both these teams are tournament teams. Doesn't matter.
You just want to, the way the rest of their schedule shakes out for the next month.
Rutgers is going to be fun.
Yeah. But for Michigan State, I'm saying the way the rest of their schedule shakes out for the rest of the month, this is a game I would want. Because they don't have an easy game again until February 7th.
That's fine.
They don't have an easy game. This isn't an easy game. But they don't have an easy game until February 7th.
The committee 7th. Will be like, Izzo in March.
Yeah. January.
February
is out,
but
fuck off.
It doesn't. Well, sure, you can have that, but usually the national championship, April.
That's true. Which, yeah,
last Big Ten team to win the national championship though, Michigan State. It's been a drought.
Mm-hmm.
20 years, over 20 years.
It's a overrated conference. Next up, we've got. Your other favorite team, I feel like your two favorite teams this year are UConn and UCLA.
Yeah, but I also have the only ticket I currently have for like a national championship is on a Big Ten team.
Who?
Illinois.
Oh, well, you're not. That's not cashing.
Well, they're turning it around.
They're
turning it around.
It's not going to cash, but I guess I agree. Cash. Brad Underwood's not a good coach.
No. No, he's not. But it's okay.
God. Let's see what they are right now. Maybe you can get... They're plus 3,500 to win it all.
I got it 40 to 1, so you're telling me I got value.
Yeah, I guess so. Alabama plus 1,000 to win it all. So is that 100 to 1?
Mm, that's not bad.
That's... I might take that.
But a little bit of a distraction. What's UConn right now? While they stumble.
UConn...
And again, their two best players are bigs. That doesn't usually work.
130 to 1.
What?
No, 13 to 1.
Okay.
Sorry.
Like 130 to 1?
No, 13 to 1. I always add an extra zero because I'm dumb. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, you like UCLA, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I love Mick.
Yeah. UCLA at Arizona State. UCLA is a 6-point road favorite. How do you feel about your boys?
Nah, dude, not worried. UCLA's rolling. They cover.
Yeah, I agree. I think Arizona State is squishy. I think UCLA takes care of business there.
I mean, what do we think of just UCLA as a whole, as a program right now?
I think they're in a great position. I think he's just building. And like, he made Final Four, what, year one?
Yeah.
With that incredible run. And now
it's mostly the same team other than Johnny.
Yeah. But now he's just like building and building and building.
Plus, who doesn't love Tiger Campbell?
Great, great college basketball name. He's the one with the hair, right?
He's got gray hair.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. He's just lovable. But like Mick is building like a program too. Like Mick is becoming like he's fortifying himself. You know what I mean? Like that program is becoming fucking solidified.
Yeah. No, they're back.
Yeah. They're completely back. It's only going to get better.
And again, who knew the most LA man possible was Mick Cronin?
Mick Cronin, who I assume like gets skin cancer every time he goes outside.
He doesn't go outside.
Fair enough.
He takes those Elon Musk tunnels that they're building in. They probably have them in LA, but yeah. The Vegas subways where it's just Teslas, even though it's way more like it's less efficient than a regular subway.
Probably. That sounds
because
like...
it's just. They're just Ubers.
Sounds like Elon Musk. Sounds like a Musk plan.
It's like you just created a subway that's way less efficient.
Yeah. But cooler. Way cooler.
Not that cool.
Not even that cool. Yeah, there's nothing less cool than not getting somewhere on time.
Exactly.
When you expect...
You're creating more traffic. Right. Just underground.
You're like, God fucking damn it. Yeah, I like UCLA, Arizona State, though. Next up, your team who's back, apparently. Indiana at Illinois. Illinois, a 4-point favorite at home. Illinois is going to do this, man. They're gonna trick people. They're going to win a lot of Big Ten games, probably at home for the most part. And then people are going to be like, I don't know, man. Is Illinois like pretty fucking good? Like, yeah, they had some weird losses, but, you know, whatever. You never know.
Indiana's down bad right now.
Yeah.
They are in total turmoil. They have their fucking players responding to... Barstool tweets and
yeah, it's bad.
This team was supposed to win the Big Ten.
Indiana,
yeah,
it's all name bullshit.
It is
like
blue blood. They're bad. They thought like people thought Indiana was back,
right? Indiana,
no. Indiana. Illinois, I think rolls.
I think that Illinois does win this game, but I would say you'll be sweating it. I think. Next up, later in the week, we got your boys again, but this is a big game.
We're going back to back.
Yeah. UCLA
mm-hmm.
at Arizona. UCLA is a 2-point favorite on the road.
Arizona stumbled, but Arizona wins this game at home. Yeah. You just got to win at home.
Yeah. Arizona is...
You think they're squishy.
Squishy bitches.
And then I remember as soon as you said that on the last podcast... Mizzou just got ran over, and I believe an Arizona fan just tagged me and was just like squishy as fuck.
Well, I'm not here to argue about Mizzou's squishiness because I don't disagree with that. We don't play defense. It's not even squishy. It's like there's nothing to be soft about. Like they just don't play defense. Like it's just a hole.
Ohio State.
What?
Just the Ohio State method.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, there's just no defense. I like UCLA to win here and basically be on cruise control in the Pac-12 after this win. Because they are. If they win this game, they're like, they're good to go.
Yep.
I like UCLA here. We finally disagree with each other. Look at that. Next up, another big one. I was surprised at this line. Baylor, a one-point dog on the road at Oklahoma. Oklahoma having a good year, even though the record might not fully... We talked about that a little already, right? Like, they've got a lot of losses. They're 11-6, but I mean, Arkansas, Texas, Iowa State, Kansas, and then even losing to Nova on the road. Fine.
Whatever. All solid, yeah.
Yeah.
All understandable. Yeah. You can talk yourself into... yeah.
And one of those losses, too, by the way, so, like, they lost... They lost to Texas and Iowa State at home. Not ideal.
No.
They gave Kansas a really tight game on the road. We talked about that, how we were watching it, knowing that Kansas was going to win.
Oklahoma's going to win this game.
You like OU to win this game?
Yeah, they need this.
Okay.
Porter Mosier, the boys, Boomer Sooner.
They are especially going to need it. So before this game's on Saturday, I didn't put this one in there, but they go to Oklahoma State where they are a three-point dog. If they don't win that game, if they don't win that Oklahoma State game, they desperately need to win this Baylor game.
Right.
That said, I still like Baylor.
You got to get the ones on the at home while you have them.
You just can't fucking lose home games unless it's to an incredible team. Speaking of losing home games, Iowa State's going to Oklahoma State, who, like Indiana, kind of slipping and sliding. Iowa State's a one-point favorite on the road in Stillwater. Iowa State, under the radar, good this year. They're 14-3, and I feel like nobody talks about them.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. It's Ames. It's just right. Expected.
Why would you ever talk about them?
I feel like the 2 years ago, when they were terrible, that was kind of the exception, right? Like, when I think Iowa State, I think, like, really gritty, usually guys that are, like, grown-ass men. Like,
yeah.
All the transfers that are like 24, 25, 26 years old. Like those old school Iowa State teams that would just beat the fuck out of you.
Right.
They make the tournament as like a 3 or 4 seed and then lose in the Sweet 16.
That's kind of what they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Although they made it as an 11 seed, but they did make the Sweet 16.
Yeah, give me Iowa State here. I think they win pretty easily.
Iowa State on the road to Oklahoma State. I agree. I don't trust Oklahoma State right now. And Iowa State, even though they were only an 11 seed last year, what's his name? TJ Otzelberg. I'm not even going to bother pronouncing that name. I mean, back to back years, he's put together good records. This is his second year at Iowa State. 14-3 this year, 22-13 last year. I like this dude. He's been a good hire so far.
Yeah, and I mean, their losses are to UConn.
Iowa State.
Kansas.
Right.
And?
Iowa. Oof, brutal.
It was at Iowa.
Though they lost by 19 to Iowa.
Though. At Iowa.
They also lost by a lot to UConn, but barely lost to Kansas.
This is when UConn was rolling. UConn was fucking people up.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Which, that happens, and then you get convinced that that team is just a fucking juggernaut,
because
they rip off a couple, like, huge double-digit wins, and you're like, good dude.
Then I talk myself into UConn National Championship, and it doesn't seem like it's probably going to happen. So, Iowa State wins.
Next up, next up, we have my lock of the week. Lock this in. This is happening.
Okay.
Alabama. -7 at Missouri. Bama covers by a lot.
Wow, what a fan you are.
Bama 7 points. These lines are too far out. Like, you don't get the lines till the day of from my bookie, so we use KenPom for the lines.
KenPom's usually on point.
Yeah, KenPom is usually within a half point of those lines. If you're getting Alabama 7.5 or 8, this is a double digit win.
Yeah, they're going to beat the shit out of you.
It's going to be so fucking bad.
Like, although, you know, have they played since the murder?
Missouri?
No, Alabama.
Oh, let's check.
They have, right?
When was the murder?
The weekend?
Oh, yeah, they played yesterday.
What was the final score there?
They were at Vandy, and they won by 22.
All right, yeah. Yeah, give me. Roll Tide, baby.
Another murder coming in. Yeah, they're fine. I think they're fine. Man, and they beat... Holy shit, dude. Like, this Bama team, I'm laying money on them to win. Because they are just fucking everyone up.
Yeah.
They just beat LSU by 40. They beat Arkansas by double digits. They beat Kentucky by 20 plus. I mean, fuck, dude. They're
good, man. They play defense too.
They do. They do everything.
They're not your typical Nate Oates team. I mean, they're young as hell though. They're all freshmen.
A lot
of freshmen. They're not all freshmen, but a lot of freshmen.
Yeah, Jaden Bradley, freshman. Mark Sears is a junior. Brandon Miller's a freshman. Clowney's a freshman. Oh, my God. Then you've got backups. Quinterly, who's been there for fucking ever.
Yeah. Your core.
Yeah.
A lot of young dudes.
Yeah, you're right, man. There are a ton of fucking freshmen on there. They're just so good. Holy shit. Yeah, I'm laying 100 on them right now to win it all.
At 10-1?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, no question.
Yeah. No, they if I had to, like, pick a team that I would trust the most in the tournament right now, it's probably Alabama.
They have everything.
Yeah.
Except, I guess, experience. They have a little bit. I mean, they do have a senior guard in Quinterly who's been there before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God damn, dude. They're so good. Next up, really interesting game. Big 12, every game is fucking great. Kansas at Baylor. Baylor, a 1-point favorite at home.
Not Kansas. All day. Kansas better.
Yeah.
Kansas just falls into the trap where they're so good that they kind of fuck around. You know how Ross always says the Chiefs just don't play to their full potential all the
right.
time? And they kind of wake up midway through the game. Kansas does that too. Where they're...
It's fair.
I mean, they lost last night to Kansas State.
In overtime. By one.
So two nights ago.
And that's
this comes out tomorrow.
Brutal rivalry game.
Yeah.
Like that, K-State gets up for that game.
Yeah.
Sold out arena, all that shit. And K-State, 26th ranked team in KenPom. What are they in the AP poll? They're 13th in the AP. Like they're...
Why does KenPom hate K-State?
I don't know, man. I don't hate them. It's fucking weird. But yeah, that's, you know, it's a tough game. However, gonna take Baylor.
Go Baylor.
Gonna go Baylor. Baylor is a tough road game too, and they get up for Kansas at
for sure
as well. Next up, I found this one really fucking interesting. K-State at Iowa State. Iowa State's a 6-point favorite at home.
Yeah.
You like him to cover 6?
Yeah.
Against K-State?
Here's the thing. College basketball, if you like a team to win,
to take them to cover.
Take them to cover. Typically, with like free throws and everything, they usually cover.
Okay. I'm taking K-State. I don't know that K-State's going to win, but I like them to cover, and I think they might win.
Mm.
I like Iowa State a lot, but I feel like I want to see what their wins are real quick, because I get the feeling like they beat Baylor, they beat Texas. That's kind of it. They beat North Carolina, but I don't care about that.
No.
Yeah, they lost to KU, they lost to Iowa, they lost to UConn. They've got two good wins. Baylor, I know they beat TCU too. All right, they're racking up Big 12 wins. Still, I'm taking K-State. I think K-State is plucky. Now, do I hope K-State wins? No, I don't. Because, again, this is the type of loss that'll move them back down to that 4-5, maybe 6 line and make my bracket look smart, maybe. Because they're not a 6, they're not the talent of a 6 seed or a 5 seed, but you know, whatever. Last but not least, Kentucky, 2-point favorite on the road at Vandy. Do you have any faith in Coach Cal and this game? Is this another pants shitting?
He took the phones away.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You don't need them replying to Barstool posts.
He took the phones away during game day. That's why they rolled Tennessee.
That was a huge win.
Coach Cal said they're back on track.
They might be.
Yeah, I think they beat Vandy.
Kentucky, so right now I think Kentucky's out in terms of the last bracketology that I saw.
They'll get back in.
Yes, I think so. I just want to see what their remaining schedule is. So they catch A&M.
They might be better on the road, if I'm being real.
Because they don't
because
listen
it's
to their
a more hostile environment right now.
At home.
At home.
Yeah,
for Cal.
It really fucking is, dude. Yeah. Those goddamn fans. I honestly, I don't know. It's so hard to say because every time there's a close Iron Bowl, there's a murder. But like,
they got to play Kansas at home.
Oh, they're going to get fucking railroaded by Kansas. But like Kentucky.
Maybe not at home if it's the tournament. It's
no,
whatever.
It's the SEC Big 12 Challenge is usually it's.
Oh, it is at Kentucky. Yeah. Right.
They're going to get rolled probably. I'll be interested to see what that spread is.
God, no. What if they like lose to Vandy but then beat Kansas?
That would be
what
very.
What if they just start knocking off like just juggernauts but just shit their pants against bad teams?
That would be on brand.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking all over the place.
Good.
I think they're going to win this game. I like you Kentucky to cover here. I think Kansas probably runs them out of the building. But their remaining schedule after that, Ole Miss, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi State.
Arkansas.
Ton of, well, I don't know, Arkansas at home. Arkansas is also good.
They got to play Arkansas twice.
Yeah.
And they got Auburn at home. Tennessee at home.
I think they need to eclipse the 20 win mark if you include the Big 12 SEC tournament.
I think 19 wins gets it. Maybe okay. Like 18 or 19.
Okay.
But if you get like some of those bigger wins, so like you knock off
right
Kansas, you knock off
Tennessee
Auburn,
again.
Auburn.
Arkansas, Tennessee again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, I think they cover against Vandy. I think this is some good. Not free money, but I think I have faith that they'll do this. What do you got?
Oh, dude, Wildcats.
Go Cats?
Go Cats.
All right. Oh, what I was going to say, though, Kentucky basketball fans might be the most psycho fans in the SEC for football or basketball.
No.
You don't think so?
No, because they're justified.
In what?
They should be a national championship contender every year. And Cal's under-delivered.
All right. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
You might
I mean,
close
like,
it on your...
When I think psychotic SEC schools, I think of schools that just like have no business thinking they're in the conversation.
No, that's fair. But I mean, like, the ones that are in the... Like, Kentucky basketball fans, and maybe it's because Cal hasn't delivered enough, but Kentucky basketball fans... Like Alabama football fans and now Georgia football fans sort of hold themselves with the relative, like they know who they are and they don't feel the need to talk down, to talk shit.
They've been there.
Right. They act like right. They've been there.
However,
Kentucky basketball.
That said, Kentucky basketball fans never poisoned a tree.
But that was Auburn. Oh, no,
that was Alabama.
Fuck. He poisoned Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
RIP Harvey Updike.
Dead forever.
He is dead.
But never forgotten. I don't know, man. Kentucky basketball fans are fucking... They could win 5 championships in a row, and they would not act like they have been there.
Yeah, because they deserve a 6th.
Fair enough. All right, that's all I fucking got.
Sam, see y'all next week.